Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Overrun announcer, and going all the way today for the Food Show on 105 FM HD. And I'm wondering if we're even on here. Hey, boss, back in the studio, can you tell? Are we coming in okay? We're okay. All right. It had me going for a minute there. Anyway, what we do around here is we talk about food. And we talk about food to the limits of it, if you can
say. That is for sure.
Huh?
That's for sure.
And helping us to do it is Marianne, who is sitting at my left
Howdy.
Shoulder. And somehow you sound perfectly on your microphone there.
You know why, Tom?
Why is that?
Because I'm holding the microphone to my mouth.
Ah, is that it? Ah, I got it now. Mm-hmm. Now we got it all figured out. It's a funny day today. It's been a very busy, crazy day, and a lot of things to catch up with before this thing happened or that thing happened. But we did get it off to a good enough day that we could go to one of my favorite restaurants to go to for lunch, and Marianne does too. I think know it.
I love Keith Young's.
Keith Young's Steakhouse.
Love it, love it, love it.
Which is one of those restaurants that you just on the way out. And in fact, I did this exactly as I'm about to say it, and it went off perfectly. And that is, when I go to that restaurant, I feel good about everything about it, from the food that they put out, the steaks that they do, all the side dishes they do. I also enjoy some of the people who are there. It's the nature of this restaurant is that they have a lot of people who live in the general area, I mean the kind of people who could be as well a doctor, could be a person who
they
is.
They also have people from the South Shore.
And from the South Shore and all the other parts, and you know people all over the place. A lot of politicians
lot of,
in there
lot of
this time.
500 people stories there.
And then there's the food, which is always just nothing but good. Always looking
Servers
forward to going.
Servers are great. The place looks wonderful.
Keith Young's
Steakhouse.
Keith
is lovely, lovely, lovely. Anyway, Keith told me something that
Keith?
I am
oh, yeah,
now
Keith.
A little bit nervous about, although oh. I trust Keith implicitly.
What is that?
I recommend to everyone the fantastic burger, especially at lunch. Well, it is only at lunch, and it's $9.99. Mm. And we walked in, and there was a new menu, which was surprising. And it is a little bit different. Like, there's a Cobb salad on it now, for example. And I was there not to get a burger, oddly enough, today.
Oh, thank
I was there
goodness,
to get the seafood
because surely we've
potato.
Had enough hamburgers here lately. But anyway, go ahead.
What are you, the hamburger police?
I think, no, not the police, because the police eat them too.
Anyway, yes, I didn't really feel like a hamburger, so I...
Did you look like a hamburger?
I don't know. I'm worried about that, yeah. So I got the seafood stuffed baked potato, which is an obscene thing, actually. It is a baked potato with cheese and a seafood cream sauce, and it is as decadent as it sounds. And I was worried that maybe he had taken that off the menu, although I couldn't imagine it because I know people that I sit with who go there religiously and get that. So I couldn't imagine that he took it off the menu. So he did not. And he did tell me, though, when he came over to the table that he had changed the composition of the burger.
Hmm.
And
he's
now using short rib in it. So
did he tell you that?
Yes, he did. So since I have been recommending to everyone the burger, I did not get the burger today, and I wish I had because there's been a change in it, and I'm sure it's a fantastic change, and I'm sure it's delicious like everything else there. The price did not change. When I heard about the new menu, I thought, oh, I hope he didn't raise the price, because I keep telling everyone, go to Keith Young's at lunch and have a burger. It's $9.99. So it is still $9.99. It is a little bit different, and I'm going to have to – it just forces me to go back sooner than I otherwise would to try the burger just for you to do a research.
All of that is really nice, but the, you know what it comes down to me? Is talking to Chris himself.
Keith is wonderful.
Keith, what did I just say?
You said Chris, but you know, whatever.
That's a funny.
Boy,
if you analyze that, you
you'd be busy the whole show.
Yeah,
you'd
could
busy
be
busy the whole show. Yeah. I love the servers there. I love the look of the place. I love everything about it. And somebody was asking for a private room, and I did not get back on this subject.
Oh, they have a bunch of them.
They have a couple of big ones, but they have. Somebody was talking about a small private room for like 14 people or something, and Impastato's turned out to be too busy that night or something, and they went looking for another place. But to me, Keith Young has the best private dining room on the North Shore.
And he's got all of those wines too.
Yeah.
That wine.
It's a wine room, and it's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. So I was looking in your car today for something else.
You know, you're not the first one who ever looked in my car.
Yeah, I was looking in your car, and I
what
saw
did you find?
A couple
did you
of
take the stumps
interesting
out of it?
Books.
What?
I saw some interesting books in there.
Yeah.
And one of them is a peculiar little book. It's a little book about half an inch thick, and it's small, and it's got a hardcover, and the book title is How to Eat a Lobster and Other Edible Enigmas Explained. So
I vaguely remember that book coming
so
out.
So if you have an edible enigma, please call us, 260-6368. And if I find in this book, I'll be able to solve it for you. This was actually published by someone. Quirk is the name of
Quirk?
The publisher. Quirk. Quirk.
As Quirk? In, Q-U-I-R-C-K?
You know, you. Quirky. Quirky.
Porky. Like, oh, okay.
No, Tom.
All right, well, hey, who's
quirky,
to stick me in
like
one corner and not
Tom.
Move?
What? Okay, so the book is published by a publication outfit called Quirk. All right, also, and this is much more interesting, I found when, back in the day.
What day? Monday, you have
pre-Katrina,
choices of Monday, Tuesday.
For those of you that have not been following that closely, Tom has been publishing the New Orleans menu for 40 years. But
really?
The version that you are familiar with online, nomenu.com, is a recent development since Katrina. And Katrina's not all that recent anymore. But since Katrina. So prior to Katrina, Tom had these little quarterly versions of No Menu, and I found one just by accident in the back seat of the car. I'm going to have a little fun with
that. I didn't even know about that.
I'm going to have fun with that. When I first married Tom, he was a typesetter who would sit. It's kind of hard if you're young. It's kind of hard to believe this because I don't even believe it, and I'm
it's
not.
It's hard to be.
But he had this gigantic typesetter machine, and he would sit in front of the typesetter machine with this little tool, and he had just hundreds of sheets of what amounted to type, really, that stuck to a page. And he would send the print-ready copy to get printed, but all of this was done by hand. I mean, all of this was done by hand, and I marvel at that. And I'm going to have to say right here, right now, Tom, in front of all of these people, I'm in awe of you.
In awe of
me? And I'm not saying that facetiously. I mean it. This is quite impressive. And to think that you spent so many hours in front of the typesetter to make this happen is really, really impressive.
Oh, well, it's very nice of you to say. It's a funny thing, that book, in that I was a typographer for a long time, and I wasn't just writing my own stuff. I was doing books. I was doing a lot of magazines.
Yeah.
And all local.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started actually writing the stuff. And it just kept on becoming a completely different thing. But let's not talk about that, because that just makes me look like I'm bragging.
Well, you're not bragging. I'm bragging for
you. Oh, okay. I have two more books.
Because you rarely ever get much besides scorn from me. So take it. I'm telling you that I am very impressed with this.
Yeah, I like those little books.
It's a cute book. It is.
I thought they would really come to be something, but they really couldn't get their heads around it.
They kept it going for a while. You know, if we had like a cam or whatever they call it in the studio.
Cam?
No, if we had it in the studio where you could see like a webcam, that's what it's called. Where you could see it, I could show you this cute little book, but then you would see me, and I don't want that.
You don't want to be seen?
I'm never dressed very well for the show. I'm never dressed.
I've noticed that, and I keep wondering.
It would be.
I wonder what's behind this.
Heat is the answer. Comfort and heat. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. Shall we go right to our reliable almanac? Today is National Zucchini Day.
You have the sheets right there.
Zucchini Day.
Zucchini Day. Do you like zucchinis for starters?
You know what? I do like zucchini.
Yeah.
And what you said about zucchini is 100% correct, which is that it doesn't have a whole lot of flavor. But zucchini is one of those vegetables that you give flavor to with the things that you do with it.
For a minute there, I thought you were going to put
Okay. Well, let's wait until we get that sound effect for those moments. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I had a recipe for zucchini before I started into my grilling vegetable phase, which lasts to this day. I was doing for Thanksgiving a squash and zucchini casserole.
Squash and zucchini casserole. It really
does.
It sounds like a baseball player.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would put onions and some olive oil into a pan, and then I would chop up the onions and zucchini, and I would get them to that that denture consistency where you need something soft to eat. You know, what do they call it? Where you just, it's like nothing. There's nothing left to it. Anyway, so I would take the vegetables that were almost pureed at that point. They were so soft. And then I would put them into a casserole dish and put breadcrumbs on top. And it was really good, but it was just like this, you know, mushy meal. And then I got to where I started doing better with the vegetables and just grilling them. Nobody ever ate them either way for Thanksgiving. They always ate the mac and cheese, but I felt like I was doing something.
Fortunately, it's not Thanksgiving, so we don't have to worry
about
that.
But it will be. Oh my gosh, can you believe it's almost mid-August? I just can't believe it. I don't want to think about that. So zucchini, another zucchini thing that I love is zucchini bread. My ex-sister-in-law.
Ex-sister-in-law.
Yes, who I credit before you came into my life, Tom, and pulled me out of
I came into her life?
I think so.
I came into your life and brought to you.
If you don't stop that, you're going to leave it. So, you know, I grew up, as I said, on Vienna sausages and things like
it gets better
canned everything and potato flakes in a box and stuff like that. So then this woman enters my brother's life and he gets married and she is just this total class act. But worldly, she's very worldly, and she is a gourmet. She's a gourmet.
Well, those two things go together very
and
well.
She introduced me to, this sounds like a joke, but it's not. I mean, it's really not. This is how sheltered a world I lived in Kenna. She introduced me to pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie. Now, let's see. How old was I when my brother got married? I was probably 13. So I had made it to the age of 13 when she came in and broadened our horizons. She brought to our home all kinds of what is really basic food, but a deliciously gourmet version of it. And she is the one who first convinced the Cannells to try zucchini in bread. Mm. And she has a great recipe to this day. And so that's who I think of whenever I think of zucchini bread. Jude loves zucchini bread. I made it for him for a long, long time. Banana bread and zucchini bread. Anybody else have any terrific way of eating zucchini or making zucchini taste like something, which I have to admit is true. You do have to do something to it to make it taste.
You have to do something anyway. I'm not a big fan of those kind of vegetables. Like melatons,
there is nothing to melatons.
I never get anywhere with it, and you know it's considered one of the great vegetables to eat in New Orleans. Well, around New Orleans it is.
I don't even think it is in New Orleans. You have to stuff it with something to make it taste like something.
But we have that, and then we have all these squashes, and they generally speaking open to become nothing. To me, I just can't.
Well, I think all squashes are like that. What do you think of squash blossoms?
They're just by their nature, they are with no substance, no making. It doesn't make any in.
Well, it's one of those things that has to have a flavor imprimatur. It has to have some imprimatur upon it.
We ought to have somebody whose name appears on that. The imprimatur. You generally see it at the end of a mass.
No, I'm just talking about a flavor.
Yeah.
Flavor. Okay.
Fortunately, we have the food show.
260-6368. No, we don't. Not for a long time.
Yeah, we have
260-6368. Also, it is National Frozen Custard Day. And if you are not familiar with frozen custard, go to the Shake Shack because they have frozen custard.
I've got something to say about that.
I don't know. Am I going to let you say it?
Yeah. Mike is here?
No, I said, am I going to let you say it?
No.
Go ahead and say it because I can't remember. Check and see who was calling me. All right.
Frozen custard. Last night, went to Mexican restaurant.
Aya.
Aya?
I said, yes.
Aya. This is the food show. And they have over there... and in every Mexican restaurant you ever go to anywhere, and also any time you go to a restaurant that has some kind of custard, I'll give you another example of this, Galatoire's. Galatoire's always has had caramel custard. Everybody loves it. I love it. But the place we were talking about, the Mexican restaurant, having lunch there, dinner there yesterday.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And
you had a flan.
I had the flan. And what gets to me, and I've mentioned this before, and it's not a big, big deal, but it's surprising to me anyway. If you go to any of these restaurants in Central America, Mexico, any place even with a fairly strong Hispanic community, you ask for flan. And it will come out immediately. I mean, there will be no question of it at all. And people just gobble it on down. It's very simple. You have the custard itself. Sometimes they'll put a little bit of some whipped cream on top of it, which I don't like too much. And some of them put cherries. You know, big deal. All it needs is itself. And it's wonderful. And I wonder, how is it that every single restaurant in this town, in that category, always has that dessert? Doesn't it seem a little puzzling? And it's like somebody gets paid off every morning and asked to bring in 10,000 copies of
custard
and or
it's not something flan. I've ever thought about.
You've never had flan?
I've had flan, but I've never thought about flan. If I'm not eating flan, I don't think about flan. 260-6368 is the number.
And the Flamians are with.
We are back.
About to eat up.
Going back to your almanac time.
We have snuck in and have resumed our quotations.
Chatter.
Chatter.
Prattling on.
Prattling on. I love it. You've captured it exactly.
On your almanac today. Yeah.
Under your almanac, even more so.
On this day in 1786, yeah. Congress officially named the dollar the United States currency, and the decimal system of splitting it up.
Yeah.
As late as the 1940s, a dollar could buy you a complete plate dinner in almost any restaurant in New Orleans.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes. And so my question to you, Tom, is you said that this persisted well into the 70s when you could get red beans and sausage at Buster Holmes and dinner specials in Camellia Grill and lunch platters at Mother's. So what was the cheapest plate of food you ever bought, Tom?
That would have been Buster Holmes. I'll never forget the day I went there.
Okay, tell me about it.
Okay, here's what happened. First of all, Buster and all the other restaurants that were in what most people would call the soul food district of New Orleans, not long after, people just got rid of that
designation.
Thank you for that. And just got into it as a normal conversation with human beings, you know, and it just
the lines blurred and people just started going there.
And everybody started going there.
All right. So you went to Buster Holmes, but tell the story because I know you like to tell the story.
Yeah. I walked around back. It had two dining rooms. One of them was air conditioned and faced out into Dauphine Street, if I remember correctly. And I think I did.
Where was it, on Dauphine?
It was on Orleans.
Okay.
Actually, what did I say the first time?
You
around?
Said Dauphine.
Dauphine, and it was actually one block away from there.
Okay, just go on.
Yeah. Anyway, so I go around back because the forward facing version of it was pretty busy. So I went around back, and they had a counter, like a you would find into a, not a deli maybe, but a in a place to just get hamburgers
like
and sandwiches.
Like a fast casual kind of place?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was even more fast and casual.
Okay.
Anyway, I go back there, and it was not air conditioned. It was very warm. The ladies who were working behind the counter, they were cooking everything on the spot, and they were sending it out, and I say, what's the menu? Menu? No, we got beans, we got fried chicken, we got and then two or three more things.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that sounds good. You can sit, and she said, you can sit here at the counter if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's better and better by moment. So I sit down. I say, give me the beans. And she said, what kind of red beans? You want red beans or you want a lime of white beans? Is how it came out. I said, oh, I'll take the white beans. Why not? And she said, do you want sausage, or do you want fried chicken was on the list. I said, I'll have the fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So she gives it to me, and I pay it at the end. It was $9.
No, that's not right.
No, wait, it's not right. It was even cheaper than that. It was
90 cents, was
90
it?
90 cents, something like that.
Okay.
And I ate it up, and it was this massive pile. It was real good. And then at the end of it, I was talking to the lady behind the counter, and I said, you know something? I've heard that some customers here eat here for only 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And she shook her head at me, and she said, listen, this neighborhood, it's for the people in the neighborhood, and sometimes they get a real inexpensive one because we take care of each other here.
Mm-hmm.
But next time when you come and you get red beans and fried chicken next time, get together and spend a whole dollar on it, would you? And you had to be there to really get it. But she was looking me over, and she's, you know, no ill will or anything like that. But it was, here I am.
You can afford
white boy,
more,
you know,
yeah.
Stepping in here, yeah. And just asking questions like that.
Uh-huh.
But she straightened me out, and then I lived, at that time, I only lived about two blocks away. So I was eating in there more and more and more. And it was, I mean, dirt cheap, but real good. Always was. Buster Holmes.
Is it still around?
I don't think so. But if anyone is, I was about to ask, if anybody, he himself is gone.
Yeah, right.
If I asked if anybody knows anything about Buster Holmes and where he is, if anywhere now, and I don't think he is with us anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, the restaurant, I was curious about whether or not the restaurant was around. I don't think it is. Yeah, you never hear anything about it.
No.
All right. Well, now, would you say that Lil Dizzy's was sort of modeled after Buster Holmes, or was that around at the same time?
Lil Dizzy's. I don't think Lil Dizzy's was up to that level yet. Mm. I mean, in those days, Buster Holmes, that was just the very basic. Mm-hmm. There it was.
And Lil Dizzy's was a few steps
ahead. Lil Dizzy's had, you know, gave you a little more, and then you had... then the restaurants really started coming in, and it became very, very chic to go to a neighborhood
restaurant. With Austin Leslie.
Very good friend.
Was that Austin's?
Austin Leslie, right.
Yeah, what was the name of his place?
Any other time I would just spit it out, but it's not.
Somebody will call us with it. 260-6368.
I can tell you where it was. It was on right off the Circle Grocery in St. Bernard.
It wasn't Claiborne?
No, it was on Claiborne, but that was what the name of the street was, St. Bernard.
Yeah, was it Claiborne and...
Claiborne, right, exactly.
Oh, so Claiborne and St. Bernard, is that where it was?
They meet at Claiborne.
Okay.
And all in one, and then they had this round... supermarket.
That.
And
that's still there.
I remember that well because that's where my mother shopped.
Is like Rampart and
No, it was closer to Claiborne.
Wait, no, it was Claiborne and Orleans. Was it Claiborne and Orleans?
Well, that's was halfway into town. It was the exact location, if I can think of it again, St. Bernard, that was the name of the street.
St. Bernard?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, same. Okay. If you look at it on a map, you'll see that.
And your mom shopped there? Didn't you live in Treme?
Yeah, we lived in Treme.
How far away was that?
About 4 or 5 blocks.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, it brought about it a few things that were really interesting. I mean, I used to go there sometimes for my mother when I was like a big 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah, we used to ride around on the bus at 8 or 9.
Oh, yeah, you could go anywhere on the bus. Don't get me started on the bus, because then I'll start.
Yeah, please don't get him started on the bus.
You know, and the.
No, don't do that.
The different bus names.
I know we're not going to
bus numbers. That's where I can really.
It's a food show, not a transportation.
My favorite one was 60. Bus number 60. Remember that.
Let's tune in and listen to Tom out-geek himself.
Out to what, myself?
Out-geek yourself.
Out-geek myself.
Yes.
I can't wait.
No, I
don't.
I
have
can.
Anything
I
better?
Can wait.
Don't we have something better to talk about?
Yeah, 260-6368. We got on the subject because I asked you what the cheapest food, plate of food you ever bought was, and you just told me. So
yeah,
I was wondering. I was wondering because I knew you had told me that story before and that you've had some pretty cheap plates
now,
of food.
Now, somebody's listening now and is talking about the lady who, for a long time, had her own restaurant just off of all of this and who became famous for it. We'll get to that a little later.
Leah Chase we're talking about?
Leah Chase, yeah. You guessed me to it.
I'm sorry. I guess.
That's quite all right.
Okay.
But... if anybody were to ask me about that, the deal was that Leah Chase was to the rest of New Orleans what Antoine's was to what do I compare it with? Anyway, it was the place to be.
She was it. That was it.
And
that was
brilliant. Brilliant human being.
Soul Food Central. 260-6368 is the number. Also, I'm looking for anyone who would like my assistance, or I should say the assistance of Ashley Blom, who wrote a book called How to Eat a Lobster and Other Edible Enigmas Explained.
can you explain a few of them?
An amazing little book that someone published, and it's how to eat an oyster, but I noticed not how to shuck an oyster, which I think would have been much more interesting. How to eat a lobster, how to read a menu.
Here's a good one.
Things that maybe most people don't need help with, but anyway, go ahead. We have Joe on the line.
I think some people are going to be very hard to convince into this next one here. Etiquette enigmas.
Okay, well, let's see.
We'll do that when we come back.
Yeah, let's go to Joe, who's on the
line. Joe, welcome to the food show.
Thank you, Tom and Mary Ann. The name of the restaurant with Austin Leslie was Chez Helene.
Chez Helene, yes.
Oh,
thank you.
They pronounced it Chez Helene. I don't know if anybody else did, but that's how they pronounced it. And who knows?
That's right, yeah.
So I thought I'd share with you a little experience today. My 12-year-old granddaughter goes back to school tomorrow, and I took her down in the French Quarter today, did the cathedral, the cabildo, et cetera, et cetera. And then I said, what would you like to eat? 12 years old.
Good question.
And she says, well, I listen to Tom Fitzmaurice, and I would like a roast beef po'boy.
This is getting ridiculous. All this showbiz we get. Well,
where did you take her for the roast beef?
Where would you take your 12-year-old granddaughter if you were down at the St. Louis Cathedral for a roast beef po'boy?
What's a poor boy's?
Yeah, Joe's.
No, it's not Joe's.
No, not Joe's.
No, it's not.
It's around the
Johnny's.
Corner from Joe's.
Johnny's.
Thank you. I had a J-O right. Yes. Johnny's. Yes. Yes.
Just like
how are they doing? Was it packed
years.
As usual? Wait, what? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, what?
I say it was just like stepping back in time 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did she like it?
She loved it. She said, Grandpa, this is started out at awesome. Later, it was delicious.
Oh, good.
And I was faced with, how can I get a little red beans and rice on a Thursday? And lo and behold, here's a special of a half a roast beef and some red beans and rice. So
Where is this?
Johnny's.
Johnny says it?
Yeah.
Johnny says. And no, it wasn't packed. They were busy, but it was by no means packed. August in New Orleans is not prime visitor time.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, who would come to New Orleans in August? You know what I mean? I wouldn't.
So then we got caught in the rain, and I said, "Well, here's what you do when it's raining: you stand under the balcony. That's why they have balconies. One of the reasons. But lo and behold, we were right by the Napoleon House." So we went in and had dessert at the Napoleon House, and that was spectacular as well.
Good move, yeah.
What was it? What did you have?
I had, she wasn't sure what she wanted, so she had. We had Spumoni ice cream, and I had
there
the cannoli.
There you go.
All right.
And, I love Spumoni.
She didn't care for the cannoli, but she chomped down on the Spumoni. And when we finished, the rain had stopped, and we went back and came on home.
I love that story. I'm glad that you got to spend that quality time with your granddaughter. That's lovely.
Yeah,
and bear in mind this.
It's fun,
too. The proof of a great restaurant, in my opinion, is one that does not take credit cards. They can stand on their own. And Johnny's is the biggest sign I've ever seen, cash only.
Wow.
I would like to differ from that. I think it's just... a way that makes customers inconvenient, and I don't know why they feel like they have to do it that way.
Well, it's a poor boy shop,
so
they're just doing it the old school way.
You can buy anything on a credit card now, anything at all.
Yeah,
a drop of water.
Well, remember how we all moaned and groaned when Galatoire started taking credit cards, and also Mandina's when they started taking credit cards?
Yeah, but that was a good thing. That was a good thing for everybody involved.
I agree with you, but still, when I see something cash only, I say, all right, they can make it.
You're holding out. I'm with you. I like the holdouts.
Yeah,
but that's good to
know
because I only use credit cards, so,
me too,
I probably won't get a poor boy at Johnny's.
I'm in the French Quarter. I better get my low cash in my pocket. That was the only place.
Yeah, low cash. That's great.
True. All right.
And just ready to get embarrassed in front of your girlfriend.
Thank
Great.
You.
Just run out of money.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a good time. Take care.
Right. Bye.
It's the food show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. Let's see. What do we have floating around here that we need to catch up with?
260-6368.
260-6668.
No, Tom.
No. 260-6368. I got it that time.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to be here talking about the food scene around New Orleans. Should we do this edible enigmas thing, or should you
go ahead?
Pick...
You can
well,
do
I don't
it.
I don't know if I've got any, but let's find out.
I think it's a book that is maybe superfluous, but
you may be right.
But you know, it's a cute little book. I'll say that. And we have a caller.
Right. Yeah.
All right. 260-6368 is the number.
Food show here on 105.3 FM HD2 on WWL. What?
We have a caller, Alan.
We have a
caller, Alan.
Alan, welcome to our green phone. Errol,
Alan.
Alan.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Hi. Come on in.
Thank you. And I'm on the green phone.
You're on the green phone. If you want another one, tough, because there's no way I can give it to you without causing a problem.
I'm honored to be on the green phone. That's my favorite color.
Well, I'll send you a certificate about it in a couple of weeks.
How are you, Alan?
I'm doing
well. So, again, and Marianne, you know, every time y'all talk about the old days, you know, my ears perk. So, yeah, Buster Holmes is no longer. Either him or the restaurant.
I was about to say, are we talking the restaurant? Him, we know. Okay, all right.
Yeah. It used to be on Decatur. No, Rampart. Excuse me, Rampart. But I think you said that. And then on to Chef Leslie, may he rest in peace. He did not evacuate.
It was a sad end.
Exactly. He was in his attic, 98 degree heat, and he spent 2 days in his attic until. I think so. He finally was evacuated, and he passed away in Atlanta, Georgia, shortly thereafter, maybe a week after, at the age of 71. Now, he was also honored with the first jazz funeral after the hurricane, which would... Yes, in early October, I think like October 7th or 8th. And it started that the parade started at Pampy's, which was I know it's called Pampy's. It may have also something else added to that, but because after Shea Helene, he opened up Pampy's, and I don't know if he had both at the same time. I think he did. But anyway, so the jazz funeral parade started at Pampy's and ended at Shea Helene. Yes, I don't know if you knew, but there was a show on TV called Frank's Place.
Yeah, that was terrific.
How long did it last very long, though? How long did it last? One or two seasons?
Something like that, yeah. Not as much as you would have thought.
True on that, yeah. And now changing the subject completely, but... I've said this before. I listened to Tom back when I was living on Conti Street in the City Park area, going back from the beginning, 30-plus years, being a waiter and a fan of Mr. Fitzmaurice. At that time, I was a young man, and I wouldn't dare call, you know, when I'd wait on you at Tattoos or wherever, later on, Andrea's, it was always Mr. Fitzmaurice. But anyways, now I feel like since I'm in my 60s, I can call you Tom. I was going to say, you know,
you can call me a lot of other things, too.
No. you know what, too? The whole time when I said Alan from Seattle, I'm living in Seattle, you never said, you call that living?
No, I
didn't. You're right. I didn't. It didn't come up. You have to have the perfect blending of words for me to do it. Like, give it a try.
Well, Alan, I'm living in Seattle.
You call that living? There you go. Now you can feel better about it.
No, Tom, you know when you had the oyster lady, Miss Lofton, Cindy?
Allie.
At one point, you know, after a break, you sang practically the whole song. It was a Nancy Sinatra song.
It was number one. Like, it was the number one record in that weekend, which was May 1967. And go ahead.
I was going to say, you knew every word. You know, you often stop in a song and you say, oh, I can't remember the rest. But, man, you I think you nailed it from beginning practically to end. It was, and you sounded great on that. But I've always thought that you missed your calling and should have been a singer. At the very least,
I'll be a singer. Give me a song and I'll do one for you. No, really, I'm serious. Let's go. Anybody? We'll get that out of our system. And then. Yes,
well,
anyone?
I don't want to stop you if you think of one. I can't.
Well, here's one. Here's one by Rogers and Hart. Very, very great performers and
composers
too. And this was a big hit for them. It was a number one hit, believe it or not, from that era. You ready?
You know, I'm all set.
Okay, here goes. Ba 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 dang a dang dang a ding a dong ding blue moon blue and then the rest of it. Yeah, Rogers and Hart really did compose that record, although other people did it better, believe it or not.
Incredible. Anyways, I just wanted to say that I love when you sing, personally.
We're going to run everybody in this radio station over. If we, all right,
I know,
thanks
thrilled.
A lot. Oh, wait, oh, oh. Were you
thank
just,
you.
Wait. I wanted to ask, Ron, do we have any other callers? Okay.
We'll be back with more
of
the food show.
I'm going to ask about Ballard next time you call.
First.
Okay.
Please.
All right, next time.
Bye, thanks.
This. Show, this is Tom Fitzmaurice. It's great to be here every day when we talk about food and restaurants and cooking and wine and all of this. I don't know why it has happened today, but we've gone a little crazy today. I think that's safe to say.
I think we always go a little crazy.
Steve is on the line?
Yeah, we have two callers to get in before the top of the hour.
Oh, we do. Okay.
So, hi, Steve.
Steve,
hey,
you there?
How's it going? The cheapest meal I ever got when I was in college in Shreveport at Centenary, they had a place, Wiseman's Cafeteria, and Mr. Wiseman always had all-you-can-eat vegetable soup with French bread for 50 cents.
That's pretty good. Did you have?
And we would go there on Sunday
cards,
night.
Right? Yeah.
What's that?
No credit cards, right?
They didn't have
right.
They probably didn't have
On Sunday nights, the cafeteria at Centenary, where I went to college, was closed. So we'd always go down to Wiseman's and eat all the vegetable soup. And it was pretty good soup, but 50 cents for French bread and all the soup you could eat.
Well, how's that
was, it
was
packed, no doubt,
that?
Huh?
Oh, it was, lots of college kids. But it was all the time. I mean, it was any time, of the week, you could go for 50 cents and eat all the vegetable soup you wanted.
All right. Well, that sounds
so
good.
So that was my cheapest.
I love vegetable soup. Do you want us to help you with any of your edible enigmas?
out of this book or somebody else?
Do you have any edible enigmas?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean by that. Give me.
Right. We're not sure either. But someone wrote a book about it.
Edible enigmas.
Edible enigmas.
Enigmas. That's hard to say.
I know.
And then it says edible enigmas explained. So you got three E's going there.
Now we know.
This
is a little book, believe it or not, that will tell you how to read a menu, how to.
Eat noodles.
How to use chopsticks, these kinds of things.
How do you open up a bottle of wine? How do you open up a bottle of wine that's already open?
We're going to go through this and have some fun, Steve.
A friend of mine and I were talking about ponchos the other day. You remember the flag situation?
Yes.
Why hasn't anybody else used that? It was a great idea to raise the flag when you wanted service.
Wait, well, that's, how did it work?
That's what Fogo de Chão does. You just flip the
Well, you flip that little disc over, yeah. But, I mean, why didn't somebody do the flag situation? I always thought, well, I'll never forget, we were eating at Poncho's the day that Freddie Prinze died. And we were flying the flag at half mast, and the girl kept coming and saying, do y'all want something? I said, no, we're flying this in honor of Freddie Prinze.
I tell you what, we get into some stuff on this show.
Yeah, talk about crazy. Hey, Tom, sing Inagata De Vita for us.
No, I don't know that. Oh, Steve, bite your tongue.
That's
we have another
my,
caller. Let's go to the caller. Goodbye, Steve. That was it.
And next, calling us on the blue phone over here and bringing us back to sanity, we hope. It's Mike. Welcome to the food show.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Well, you're going to calm us down a little bit, so thank you.
I don't think so. I don't know what's going on. I was happy you were singing last Friday too. I thought it was a nice change because Miss Allie never shuts up talking about herself. But anyway, that's for another story. I mean, another show. Gee, where's you out? But anyway, I gotta quit laughing.
What?
Nothing.
I'm completely confused.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm going to I went to Porch and Patio the other day.
Where is that?
That's that place in Rivertown. Somebody called about it maybe a month ago, and I said, I'm going to go try it, and I finally got over there.
Okay.
And I'm kind of a hamburger guy at lunchtime. I like to try the different hamburger places.
Yeah, we've been looking for a hamburger place for today.
You need to go try this one.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
good? Is it good?
Yeah. It's very good.
Okay.
Menu's kind of limited with other things.
Uh-huh.
But they have four different types of burgers. They have the fresh cut fries, like I know you like.
I do.
And
love
I tell you, really, really good hamburger. Now, it's the thick patty type.
I like the thick patty.
I do too. I classify my burgers the thick and the company burger type, you know? But very, very good.
Okay.
I'll be back. You need to go try that place, though.
Where is it exactly?
All right. You know where the railroad tracks are soon on Williams?
Wait, is this the old La Parvenue?
The old La Parvenue is right across the street.
Yeah, it's where there's a theater there.
It's the replica of one of those vegetable packing sheds that was there 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go try it. I'm the burger queen, so I'm going to go try it.
Yeah, that's why I was calling. You check it out. It really, really is good. So anyway.
Okay.
We have
let me hear a little tune before I hang up.
We have.
Oh, wait. You're going to have to.
Start. If you have something, go now because we're about to go to news.
No, go ahead.
I
wanted to
hold
a little
on
tune.
Or call back?
Stay tuned.
No, I'll call y'all later in the week.
Okay.
We
all right.
will
Bye.
Return
Thanks.
With more of the food show if we can calm ourselves down. And more
You're the
enjoyment.
Only one worked up. I'm just sitting here like in a beach chair.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.